Hare Krishna. The question is, how can one go back to God just by chanting 16 rounds and following four regular principles? And the answer is, of course, yes, but terms and conditions applied. Also, one should have implicit faith in Acharya, that is Srila Prabhupada. It's true that 16 rounds is the minimum standard and not maximum standard, so one should strive for doing more. Srila Prabhupada said different things at different times. One time he said, one should be 100% pure to go back to God. Another time he said that just catch hold of my dhoti and I will take you back to the spiritual world from the back door. So even if you are not 100% purified. But many times in general, Srila Prabhupada said, if one chants 16 rounds sincerely, attentively, follows the four rules and regulations very strictly and gives this one life to Krishna by preaching and sharing Krishna consciousness, then one can surely go back to God in this life. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one who does not chant 64 rounds every day is a fallen devotee. And Srila Prabhupada also, following the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, started with 64 rounds and he wanted his disciples to chant 64. But then the disciples, they were not able to chant 64 because they were engaged in a lot of services. So then they requested Prabhupada to reduce the standard and then Prabhupada made it 32. That standard also the devotees were finding a bit difficult. So then finally Prabhupada made it 16. So does it mean that we are fallen because we are not chanting 64 rounds every day as per Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's claim? No. If we follow Srila Prabhupada sincerely, then we are chanting 64 rounds. How? Let's understand. The standard that Srila Prabhupada has set for devotees who only want to chant 16 rounds and follow four regular principles is that he gave a sandwich program that includes attending Mangala Arati every day or following the morning program every day, doing japa of 16 rounds, attending Srimad Bhagavatam class, and reading for 2 hours every day, especially in the night, reading Krishna book, and using extra time for spreading Krishna consciousness. Now those who are grihasthas, they can dovetail their income, because most of the time they are outside working. So they can dovetail their income as much as they can. The ideal standard is 50%. And those in rounds order can engage full-time service apart from sadhana. If we do all this, then by Srila Prabhupada's special potency, the effect of 16 rounds will be same as 16 rounds. As we get extra mercy by preaching Krishna consciousness, and that makes it up for additional rounds. Also note that chanting and serving the holy name is not different. So whether we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra or we are serving the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it does not make much difference. So the entire program, morning program plus japa of 16 rounds plus evening program plus seva, which is to spread Krishna consciousness or assist in spreading Krishna consciousness, becomes equivalent to 64 rounds as per Srila Prabhupada's standard. Shastra says that those who have implicit faith in Guru and Lord simultaneously, only to those people or those devotees, the purport of the Vedas is revealed. So we should not doubt Srila Prabhupada's words and have firm faith in Prabhupada's claim that 16 rounds and following the process given by Srila Prabhupada will surely take us back to Godhead in this one lifetime. Thank you. Hare Krishna.